Hello, thank you for contacting. Who is this?
Hi, this is Jeanette Lewis. I'm starting to fill out the ghost editing services questionnaire. I don't understand.
Why, Jeanette? What happened? Okay,
well,
Jeanette, I just received your email as well saying that you attached the questionnaire for the book cover design as well, but unfortunately, it's an empty questionnaire.
Again?
Yeah. So how about, I just emailed you, how about we fill the questionnaire together on the phone call? Will that be all right with you?
Well, maybe you could tell me what I'm doing wrong.
I'm sorry?
Maybe you could tell me what I'm doing wrong as far as sending it.
Maybe you're not able to save the file that you just edited and put in all of the information. Sometimes these steps get missed out, but it's all right. We can fill out the questionnaire together over the phone call. Will that be all right?
All right. But first, tell me why this says ghost editing services. I'm not a ghost. I'm the author.
Yeah, I completely understand that. But it's just ghostwriting is basically people who are into writing the books and they need some help with the manuscript, getting it finished, or you know just incorporating a few better lines to the book to innovate the book. That's what's called ghostwriting.
Oh, so it's really just
editing. It's just terminology. So don't worry.
Okay. Well,
so
let's get back.
Sure. Let's get started with the book cover questionnaire, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Just one moment. Let me pull out the details.
Yeah, let me pull it up so I don't forget what
okay.
I wrote.
Okay. Okay, Jeanette, so I have the book cover questionnaire open in front of me. Okay? So can you confirm me the author name that you want on your book? Is it going to be Jeanette Lewis?
No, Jeanette E. Lewis.
Jeanette E. Lewis, okay.
Right.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. And what's going to be the book title of your book?
Cat Tales, C-A-L-E-S.
C-A-L what?
Cat Tales, T-A-L-E-S.
T-A-L, I'm so sorry. Can you please repeat it all over again?
Cat, C-A-T.
Okay.
T-A-L-E-S.
Cat Tales, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any subtitle to your book, to the title of your book?
Actually, no.
No, okay. Can you confirm me what's the book category of your book, like what's the kind of your book?
Yes. If you could just give me a minute.
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
The filled out thing.
Right.
Filled out. I'm going to put the phone down for a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. I'm going to go to this spot. Okay. Okay, so that's the book cover design are we talking about?
Yeah, it's the book cover design, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, I found it. All right. It's a children's book?
Mm-hmm.
It's nonfiction?
Children's book. Nonfiction. What's the genre of your book?
What's
the genre of your book?
What does that mean? I thought nonfiction was.
Okay, yes, I've got it. Sorry about that. Okay, any reference designs that you may have?
Yes. Okay. General information.
Sorry?
Please. I'm reading from the form. Mm-hmm. General information. Oh, well, okay.
No.
Back to any reference design.
Yes.
The cover should feature two adult cats leaning on each other, shoulder to shoulder, with their tails intertwined. On one tail, the word cat should appear, and on the other tail, the word tail.
I'm so sorry for interrupting, Jeanette, but the voice was breaking apart. Can you please just repeat the reference once again?
Why don't I try to send it again?
If you can, that would be great.
Okay, I'm going to try to send it again.
How about we stay over the phone call and you can send it to me. If I receive it, then we're good to go, or else we'll continue the way we are doing it right now.
All right.
Okay. All right? Perfect. All right. I'll be on call with you.
So did you get all the sentences of the reference design?
Mm-hmm.
The cover should feature two adult cats leaning on each other, shoulder to shoulder, with their tails intertwined. On one tail, the word cat should appear, and on the other tail, the word tails, T-L-E-S.
Okay.
Now. Let me know when you're ready.
Are you going to send me the questionnaire first?
Am I going to send it?
That's what I'm asking you. Are you going to send me the questionnaire first, or should we continue the way we are doing the questionnaire?
I can try.
Okay.
I might have a better look the third time. Okay, you want me to try?
That's all right. How about we just get it done with over the phone call? Will that be all right?
Okay. Sure.
Perfect. Okay, so moving on to the next question. Jeanette, can you confirm, can you please tell me a little bit about your book?
What? General information?
Mm-hmm.
Please tell us a little bit about your book.
Mm-hmm.
This book is a series of cat stories in the form of vignettes from the life of Jan, who experienced them.
Okay. Perfect. Moving on to the next question. Who's the audience for your book? Like, what's the target audience that you may have?
Children ages 4 to 10.
Okay. Perfect. Is there any specific color palette you would like to use on your book cover?
Is this for the cover?
Yes, this is for the book cover.
Oh, okay. a light color, because I'm probably going to want a gray cat on the front with an orange cat on the front.
Okay.
So I guess maybe light blue.
Okay, let me just note this down. Okay, can you confirm the size of your book? What size do you want to go with? The standard size, or do you want any other sizes that you have in mind?
How about 8.5 inches by 8.5 inches? So it's going to depend on how the illustrations are arranged. Are they going to be opposite the text?
That's something that you can guide us as well, and I can take an opinion by the writing team as well.
Okay, because the stories themselves are not very long,
mm-hmm.
So it might be pertinent to have an illustration.
You want to go with 8.5 into 11?
Well, if you think. think that's a better way to sell a book.
Okay, so basically what happens is, Jeanette, we have different sizes. 8.5 into 11 is a really big size book. And then we have 5.5 into 8.5, which is a very pocket-sized book, which is a very small book. But the standard size of the book is 6x9 that we usually recommend to customers. So whatever you want to opt for, I'll go ahead and select that.
I'm sorry. Repeat that last sentence. What size do you recommend?
The standard size is the size that we really recommend our customers, which is 6x9.
Oh, 6x9. Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are done with the book cover questionnaire. So moving on to the book editing questionnaire.
Okay.
Just one moment. Okay, can you confirm me the total page count of your book?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you confirm me the total page count of your book, like how many pages your book has?
Oh, okay. I have to go pull it up. Let me see. Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
I had it pulled up and now it went away.
No problem.
Seven pages.
Seven pages?
Yes.
Seven pages in total?
Yes.
Okay.
Might go on 2 pages.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Some of these pages might be long enough to make 2 pages.
Okay. Also, your manuscript is ready, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Your manuscript is ready, right?
Yes.
Okay, so after this call, can you also please share your manuscript with me?
Yes.
Perfect, that would be great. Okay.
Okay.
So can you tell me what is the current status of your book? Is it a basic idea? Is it an unfinished manuscript? Is it a complete manuscript?
It's ready.
It's ready. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Well, now, one of the suggestions from the editors after I submitted it was that I should have a cover page.
Yes, that would really,
that would be a separate page from what's here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's gonna be a cover page. Like basically, it's gonna be that. I think that is already in your package as we are getting your book cover design. So basically, what happens is we design a book cover for the client. Okay.
Right.
That book cover, we take an idea from the client. What is the book cover that the client is going for? And we create the book cover according to the recommendation the client gave us, which will eventually affect in your sales and creating awareness among people about your book as well, as it attracts a lot of readers as well.
Okay, so this is going to go inside the front cover, right?
It's going to be your front cover and your back cover. It's going to be in the beginning of your book and at last of your book.
On the back cover.
Okay.
I guess.
Perfect.
We'll see if I like it.
Sure. Moving on to the next question I have is, what are your primary objectives with this book? Is it an entertaining readers, creative expressions, good reviews, and positive reader reception, credibility as an author expert in a field, support another business/venture, informing slash educating readers or earn money? What is like your primary objective with this book?
Well, more than one. And I want to entertain the little children. And I have also included footnotes with some terms they might be unfamiliar with. So this would be an educating experience. And should I make any money with this book, I want to donate it to feline rescues.
That's amazing. That's really inspiring, Jeanette. Okay. I hope that all of your wishes do come true, and I'm sure hard work surely does pay off, you know?
But I have a question for you. How
sure.
much marketing am I expected to do? Because
look, basically, marketing is something that we really influence our customers, and that is something that really helps flourish your book and, you know, attract a lot of readers according to the content of your book. And we have different kind of marketing, like it is for 3 months as well, then we have 6 months, and there are different various types of marketing. So if you want, I can share the packages with you, and you can go through them and let me know about it.
Oh, okay, because I don't think anything has happened with the first book I wrote. I mean, and I keep asking the publisher, and I get no answer.
Yeah, because really marketing is really important. I feel like nowadays there are like different ways to market your books. And since you have a children book, I would really also recommend you to have an ebook trailer, which is a small video about your book. And you can you can just
the other made a trailer too, and it was not very good.
Okay, no, I'm sure that you have written one book, so you will have an idea. But again, we have wrote so many books in these past couple of years, and I feel like it's really important to, you know, get those minor factors so that all of that, when it adds up, it really affects your sales and the amount of readers that you get for your book. So it really depends on the work as well, and it really depends on how you market your book. And once you do that, I'm sure a lot of people will reach out to you to, you know, buy your book.
Well, I hope so. so, anyway, okay.
Okay, so the next question on the questionnaire is, why do you want to write this book?
Well, I like cats, and I like sharing stories about cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's nice, well, not nice, but important to educate children about terms they may not be familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on to the next question. If you have a complete draft, how would you describe it? Is it a first draft with some minor revisions? Is it an extensively revised draft close to completion, or is it a final draft ready to publish?
It's a final draft unless I think of something important I should put in there.
Okay, so basically you do have some minor revisions, right?
It might.
I'm sorry?
Maybe.
Okay. Okay, the next question is, where do you feel your book needs the most work?
Oh, I want to talk about illustrations.
Okay, so do you want illustrations for your book?
Do I want illustrations?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, a children's book without illustrations is boring.
Yeah, that's completely true. Okay. So I believe, Jeanette, that you do have illustrations in your package or not?
No, do I? Asking if I paid for illustrations?
Yeah, that's what I was just confirming. Let me just look into your package as well myself. Okay, I'll get that confirmed and get back to you regarding that. As for now, can we get complete with the questionnaire? Perfect. Okay. Is there any particular time frame or deadline that you have, that you may have for your book?
Is there a time frame?
Like, is there any deadline in your mind for the book?
The sooner the better.
Okay. Just one moment.
And are you going to need a photograph of me?
That's totally up to you if you want to add it to your book.
Like to go on the back cover or something?
Sorry?
To go on the back cover or something like that?
Sure, that would be great. If you want to share a few details with me, we can add that to your back cover as well, okay?
If I can find a decent one.
Sure, no problem. Or else we do have a back cover blurb for the Kynes book as well, which basically summarizes about their book and a little bit about why they wrote this book, which really inspires the readers as well.
Is this the one I sent you?
Sorry?
Is this the one I sent you?
You sent me what? Sorry? The back cover?
Okay. I didn't send, no. I sent a synopsis of the book to Patrick, or no, what's his name? Philip. And so I don't know if he intended to use it or what.
Actually, Philip is not here today, so I will get in touch with him on Monday and take the details that you shared with him as well, okay?
Well, I can send it to you.
That would be great, too. I will share it with the writing team as soon as I receive it from you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Okay, so who do you plan on selling your book to, close friends, colleagues, or the general market?
What are my choices?
Sorry?
What are my choices?
Close friends, colleagues, or general market?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the first two things that you said.
Close friends, like your friends.
Close friends?
Or your colleagues or the general market?
What was the middle thing before general market?
Colleagues, the people who work with you at work.
Colleagues?
Yes.
No, I don't have any people that work with me. So I guess it would be, I have sent some books to, of my first books, to close friends. But it would be general market.
Okay, perfect. Is there a particular writing style that you might prefer?
Well, are you going to change my writing style?
No. Is there any particular writing style that you may prefer?
Yeah, my style.
Okay. Are there any books similar to the one that you want to write?
Yes, there are.
Can you name a few?
I can name one.
Okay, that would be great. That would really help us to get on the same page that you might like.
The Mystery of Jack.
The Mystery of?
Jack, J-A-C-K.
Okay.
The Blind Kitten.
Got it.
A True Story. Let me confirm the title. Let's go look at the book.
Perfect. Okay, Jeanette, as per now, we are done with the questionnaire.
Okay, hang on.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry, my cat screaming. She's hungry. Oh, I'm sorry. It's The Mystery of Jack, The One-Eyed Kitten, A True Story.
Could you repeat that once again? The Mystery of Jack, right?
Yes.
The Blind Kitten.
No. The Mystery of Jack, The One-Eyed Kitten.
Okay.
A true story.
Okay. Got it.
one I can.
Got it.
A true story. Okay.
Got a picture
on the front.
Yeah, I have mentioned all of the details that we just discussed. So I will be sharing these details with the writing team, and I will get back to you with your first draft hopefully by next week. Okay.
Okay, and I'll send you what I have.
Sure, that would be great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
No problem. Is there anything else that I could do for you?
Well, probably, but I haven't thought of it yet.
No worries. You can give me a call if you need anything. Okay.
Okay. Thank
Perfect.
You.
No problem. Have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.